How does it feel to put the purple and gold on and go run around in those Viking colors?
Feels good. Obviously, here training, trying to get better. Off-season is off-season. Same mindset, just different color now.
What do you have to do? I mean, when you come in new like this, to work with new quarterbacks, you're a veteran, what is the off-season to you?
It's more of a timing and just getting the understanding of the offense. Obviously, seeing how he delivers the ball, Matt and obviously Christian, letting them see how I run my routes, develop that chemistry, develop that timing to kind of get a jump start.
Is that hard to do? Is that something that's just repetition?
It's just repetition. It's not hard. They're workers just like I'm a worker. You put the time in and it'll come.
Does it feel strange at all to look down and see Vikings in purple?
No, it doesn't. Actually, it looks really good.
It fits nicely, huh?
It fits really nicely.
What do you think of these workouts, these types of workouts?
I like them. They're intense. They push you. They definitely push you. But I think more than anything, you get out what you put in. And if you're not willing to push yourself, then you're not willing to really get great results. If you're working, it's hurting. I don't care who you are, what profession, work hurts. But when you're uncomfortable, somehow discomfort equals results. So I'm looking for some good results.
Are you expected to be a leader here? Do you want to be a leader? Is that part of the deal or not necessarily?
Absolutely. That's a part of the deal. You know, I'm one of the older guys on the team, definitely in our unit room with the wide receivers. I'm going to be a leader. That's why they brought me here, to develop the young guys and obviously to produce on the field. But I'm excited about the young talent. I'm excited about what the future holds in the upcoming year.
What did Favre tell you about Minnesota?
He loved it. He loved it. He loved the people. He loved the dynamic here at underneath this roof. Most importantly, he loved just playing the game, being free, playing the game.
Are the workouts any different than you used to in Green Bay?
No, like I said, it's all about what you put in. Work is work. Regardless of where you are, who you are, if you're working and you're pushing yourself, working to get results, that's what you're going to get.
What's it been like working with Ponder so far?
It's been great. Obviously, it's new, so you know, getting the terminology as far as from a play standpoint, seeing how he throws the ball, what he likes to do when he's throwing the ball, how he likes to throw the ball, different things like that, little things that may not seem important but are very important, timing of certain routes. Some routes aren't all about timing, some are. So it's working those routes that are timing-based, that are most important. Everything else kind of comes.
Did you pay attention to the draft? What did you think of Patterson?
I think he's a good player, a good young player. Obviously, I'm excited to work with him. I hope he's ready to work. I hope he's ready to jump right in. I'm not a fan of treating a rookie like a rookie. You know, it's all about the guy who knows the least, getting him up to speed just as quick as the guy who knows the most in the room. So that's the mindset I'm taking. Hopefully that's his approach. I've already reached out to him, so I'm looking forward to working with him.
Take him under your wing, though?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what a good vet does. Mm-hmm. You know, I had good vets in front of me, so I had expected to do nothing but that.
You texted him? You guys talked?
I texted him. We haven't spoken on the phone yet, but we have spoken through, you know, social media texts and all this different stuff. But I texted him. He seems really excited about the situation, about the opportunity. So that's a start. You know, when you're excited about something new, that's great. But then when it's time to work, that's when you see what you're really made of.
Have you ingrained yourself here in the metro? Have you bought a house, gotten comfortable with being here in the Twin Cities?
I'm not buying a house. We found a home to rent. Man, the cost of living is ridiculous here. Beautiful homes, beautiful neighborhoods, but I can't afford it, honestly. I'm quite frugal. I know contract may say otherwise, but I'm a little frugal. But it's exciting. It's a lot, just a little bit more to do here than, you know, previous locations, but I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the change. I'm excited. My family's excited about it. That's what makes it even easier. You know, we were ready for change. We were excited about it, and just being in a bigger city is a little exciting, a little different.
What do you make of this wide receiver core so far? Obviously, a lot of changes for them.
Absolutely. We're young, but all the guys in that room are ready to work and ready to get better, and that's the mindset we have to take. That's my mindset each and every year. It will never change. I don't think that I have every answer. I don't think that I will never have every answer, but as long as I'm willing to progress and enhance the skill set that I have, then you can do nothing but climb that ladder. And I think that's the mindset of that room, is just learning how to be a pro and learning how to go about our business and being productive when we're doing it.
Last beat for Greg. What have the Vikings done to work with your strength and your skill set?
Simply, number one, learning the playbook, getting me the information so that I can be up to speed. I'm one of those guys that I don't like to be behind the eight ball. I like to be kind of ahead of the curve. So I want to know the knowledge up front. I want to know the verbiage up front, so that when I do come out here and put my talent on this floor, I'm not thinking. I'm just playing football. Which is, when you're thinking, you're playing a little slow. When you're just playing football, you can be who you are.